bwino twakolonda mtu ingi mkwai ndeta sha mkwai ndesule kutina msenda mo kamo tuita tumukula nshanya kwesu mkwai mubushiku uwelelo mwilashi memudilo tuino kuisa na kavino kuisa la nshanya bwino bwino pali programu wesu wa Natlande pano panga ndamula wasa pa Msanza TV elio na pamula wasa wachini mba mkwai pa One Rav radio mkwai njine kefa chitarunde eti tuwa pakasha.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: ACC arrest 5 more officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Ministry of Education launches the National Life Skills and Health Education. In international news, IMF approves new $250 million extended credit facility for Rwanda. In sports news, Zambia has secured the broadcast rights for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Ministry of Education has launched the National Life Skills and Health Education Steering Committee, describing it as a major step towards strengthening coordination and governance in program aimed at improving the health, well-being and development of young people in Zambia. Speaking during the meeting, Permanent Secretary for Education Service, Dr. Kelvin Bambwe, says life skills and health education is an important component of the national curriculum designed to equip learners with decision-making skills, emotional well-being, productive health knowledge, and responsible citizenship values. He noted that the program targets learners from grade 4 to form 4 and is guided by the 2011 Life Skills Education Framework and the 2023 National Curriculum Framework. Dr. Mambwe explained that the committee will provide strategic oversight, coordinate stakeholders, ensure quality assurance of learning materials, and monitor program's implementation. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested 5 additional officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock and preferred further charges against 3 others in connection with the ongoing investigation into the alleged misappropriate of more than 300 million kwacha under the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project. The latest arrest and charges stem from investigation into the alleged abuse of departure of funds from the $10 million project, which was intended to support livestock infrastructure development across the country. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communication, Ms. Chufia Chisenga, says among those facing additional charges are Accountant Emmanuel Chilala, Senior Livestock Production Officer Akim Mwalilino, and Principal Livestock Researcher Officer Henry Sichone. The 3 are accused of acquiring public funds meant for project activities, facilitating false accounting through fraudulent retirement documents, and in some instances abusing the authority of their office. A parent in Lusaka has urged parents to enroll their children in mentorship program as a way of improving their confidence and character. Speaking to Wonder Radio News, Mrs. Banda, a mother who has enrolled 2 children in the Next Main Foundation mentorship program, says she has seen remarkable improvement in their confidence, character and ability to respectively interact with others in her children. She has urged other parents to enroll their children in such programs for the betterment of their children and to protect them from falling prey to bad voices.
So one of the biggest improvements I've actually seen are confidence, and they're actually effective communicators. So basically, they're now able to express themselves more freely and speak in different situations. I'll give an example. When my children were at church, they would never really interact with their peers or even adults. But now they're able to interact with their peers, they're able to socialize, they're able to even share their thoughts, even listening to others and interacting respectfully. Also, their relationship with friends have become more positive, and they seem more comfortable building connections and working with others.
Meanwhile, Tafiazwa Banda, a participant in the Next Main Foundation mentorship program, says the program has taught her to be kind and respectful towards others.
I joined in December 2025. I learned kindness, respect. For example, I used to answer back at my friends and I used to be rude, but now I have changed. So parents, bring your children to Next Main Foundation for them to learn to be kind, respectful, and to manage their emotions just like I am learning.
Still in local news, the Department of Immigration, working with other security wings, has apprehended 130 suspects during an operation conducted on Thursday 9 June 2026 in Mambwe District, aimed at curbing illegal immigration in mining areas and strengthening enforcement of the Immigration and Department Act. In a statement, Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshika says the operation targeted to compliance within high-risk areas where undocumented foreign nationals are believed to be operating. Mr. Nshika says a total of 130 suspects of various nationalities were apprehended during the operation, in which 20 persons claiming Zambian nationalities were subsequently released unconditionally after successfully proving their citizenship. He says the suspects comprised various nationalities, including 48 Somalians, 32 Kenyans, and 9 Indians, adding that a further 61 foreign nationals holding valid permit were instructed to report to the immigration headquarters for verification and routine immigration formalities. Meanwhile, 49 suspected illegal immigrants remain in custody at Mambwe Correctional Facility, pending investigation and possible prosecution.
These comprise 48 Somali nationals, 32 Kenyans, 20 persons claiming Zambian nationality, 9 Indians, 4 Yemenis, 3 Tanzanians, and 3 Zimbabweans. Others were 2 Ethiopians, 2 Chinese nationals, 2 Swedish nationals, 2 Syrians, 1 Canadian, 1 Malawian, and 1 Norwegian national. In a separate development, 34 Ethiopian nationals were convicted for various immigration offences in Kabwe. Of these, 24 were each sentenced to pay a fine of 3,000 kwacha, or serve 4 months in imprisonment for unlawful presence in Zambia. 6 others were each sentenced to pay a fine of 2,500 kwacha, or serve 4 months in imprisonment for the same offence. Additionally, the Lusaka Magistrate Court on the same day convicted a Burundian national and sentenced him to 12 months in imprisonment without the option of a fine for obtaining a national registration card by false pretences.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, with support from Diakonia, has launched a leadership and advocacy training program in Magumbi Ward, Kafiwa District, under the Power Project. The initiative is designed to equip community members, particularly young people, women, and people living with disabilities, with the skills to take on leadership roles and actively participate in governance. CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe explained that leadership is not limited for formal positions, but is about guiding others, pointing to examples such as school heads and traditional leaders. Nyambe noted that the project will also promote economic resilience by encouraging communities to engage in small-scale businesses and income-generating activities. He added that this will help individuals learn how to make money honestly and subsequently within their communities.
Accountability is one of the issues that we are going to deal with in this whole entire project. We want to see a youth from you guys becoming a counselor the next time. Funa ona my youth take up responsibilities and ask certain things to our leaders why we can't see change in our community. That is holding them accountable and being part of the governance system. So that is what our project will focus on. The project will run for the next 3 years, and it is being done in Itezhi and Kafue. In Kafue, we are only doing this project in Magova Ward.
With that news item, we now take a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians.